Our next guest on the program has been creating memorable roles in television and film for more than four decades now. You know him for his work in True Blood, Deadwood, movies like Blade Runner, and of course the iconic role of Larry on Newhart. We're pleased to be joined this afternoon by William Sanderson. Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You had yourself quite a journey recently. You were out in California for the Paley Center Honors, recognizing the Newhart Show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and Entertainment Weekly was there, and I haven't seen it, but it came out a story about the event, and my wife was with me, so it was nice to stay in Beverly Hills.
Well, for anybody who doesn't know, I want to talk a little bit about your background. You were born in Memphis, and I understand that Elvis had an impact on you in many ways, as he did so many people.
Yes, I think he sparked a dream in a lot of people. But I was around him a lot, and I happened to have finished a memoir that's in the hands of a literary agent, and I hope people get to read it. But I put a lot of my memories in there about being around him, once being in the house when he was playing the piano, which was quite a thrill for a 13-year-old kid. He was just becoming the highest entertainer in the world. I'm dating myself, but thank you for mentioning it.
Well, you studied business and law at SMU, but then made the decision to go to New York to pursue acting, eventually to California. And you got a chance to work with some legends and some heroes along the way. We were trying to think of all the Academy Award winners you've worked with, but I know a couple really stood out to you. You got a chance to meet people like Robert Mitchum and Lee Marvin. What was that experience like?
Well, Mitchum was a hero. It was actually Lee Marvin, Charles Bronson, was one of the nice breaks to get to go to Canada, and people call it on location. I called it on vacation. It was Banff, Canada, probably like some of the beauty of Maine. But it was a great thrill. Lee drank a lot, you know, but he... Can you hear me?
You sure can.
Okay, I was hearing a little static, and I hope it's not my phone. Lee knew more about cameras and when he was drinking than a lot of people sober. But and Charles Bronson was a hero since my childhood. But luckily, I got to work with some more, even much younger. But that was a good start on the West Coast.
Yeah, you did a lot of...
Can I just interject? I did get a law degree. I never took the bar. And that's when my life sort of took a wrong turn, and I moved to New York, as you see.
Well, that wrong turn has resulted in a many decades-long career. One of the first breaks was in The Onion Field, the Joseph Wambaugh story with James Woods, and then on to other television shows and movies. People certainly remember your terrific role in Blade Runner. How long did it take sitting in that makeup chair to get ready for those scenes in Blade Runner?
It took a couple of hours, and I think my wife says you can't really see it that well. I don't know, but he had Methuselah syndrome or premature aging. He was supposed to be in his 20s, but looked like he was in his 40s. But it was a big thrill to work with Harrison Ford. At that time, he was the highest paid, he was the hottest actor in the country, and just came off a Spielberg film. And so Daryl Hannah and a lot of wonderful actors in there. So I was lucky to get it. I had been playing a lot of bad guys or heavies, whatever you call them. I should say a lot of the roles I've played over the years were sort of idiots, but he was a genius type. He worked on a genetic system, so it was fun to play. And the great director, Ridley Scott, who's a visionary.
William, on your website in the photo gallery section, there's a wonderful photo of you playing the role of Billy the Kid in a play directed by Tommy Lee Jones. I'm assuming that was a stage-in of the authentic life of Billy the Kid?
Yeah, that's an ironic title. This was a guy that claimed he was Billy the Kid and that he never died. Great writer named Lee Blessing, award-winning playwright. But the joy was working with Tommy Lee. I survived six projects with Tommy, but that was one play I did with him in between Newhart, flying back and forth, and Tommy is a great actor, and he's very bright, and it was just a real thrill. I think that's where you learn to act, is on the stage, and sometimes wish I'd have done more in New York, but I'm grateful for the apprenticeship. But it was a play and dark comedy, you know, Pulp Fiction type thing, but based on history. But I wasn't really Billy. I was a crazy guy that claimed he was Billy the Kid.
We're talking with William Sanderson here on Downtown. Well, then New Heart comes along, and that just blew up for everybody. Did you have any idea? Because I think you guys appeared on the second episode. Was that intended to be a long-term thing, or was it originally just a one-off appearance?
Oh, that's a good question. I just thought it was another guest star role. I put a quarter in my ear just messing around like I had done in the movie Coal Miner's Daughter. And luckily the audience applauded and laughed, and Bob Newhart eventually encouraged them to write us in as series regulars. And it was really a joy. The people, Tom Poston, Bob Newhart, Julia Duffy, Peter Scolari, but they never intended it to be but a one-time thing. They were looking for, the producer said, three guys with one brain. Heaven help them. But John Bolstad and Tony Papenfuss had a great theater background, and they made it fun for me.
And something I discovered reading up on your career a little bit, that role was originally written for a friend of yours, fellow actor Tracy Walter.
Yeah.
And then But you discovered that later on down the road.
Yeah, he waited a couple of years. He said, I didn't want to tell you. He's a very sweet man with a great career, lives in Beverly Hills. And I said, well, did you get crazy on him in the audition? And he said, no, I didn't do anything. I usually don't. I crawled under some desks. But we take a chance. Believe me, Tracy has done well with great credits. And I'm proud to call him my friend.
And you two have appeared in a couple of movies together as well, right?
Yeah, we did one right after Coal Miners. I feel like I'm dropping name. After that movie, I played a brother of Tracy Walter. They'd been in Huntsville Prison in Texas, and they try to molest her. And they were, but it was fun to work with Sissy Spacek twice. I can't help myself but drop names. Can I interject a question?
Oh, please do.
Is this a Stephen King station?
It sure is. He owns our stations.
Well, I'm so flattered. I got to work on one of his, sometimes they come back based on a short story, but I even steal from him. I was reading everything I could. I'm not a writer, but he said in a quote, I hope I'm getting it right, I write to find out what I think. And I just love that. And love stories about him giving, sometimes he'd give lesser companies as opposed to a big studio that wanted to do his film. Mm. I love that, what I read. I, of course, never met the man, but what a fabulous storyteller. And I've got more, but I'd get long-winded.
I want to
thank
talk
for me.
We will. I want to talk a little bit about Deadwood. You and Ian McShane, the only actors to appear in every episode of that series, by the very creative and interesting David Milch. Was it David Milch who gave you the nickname from Edgar Allan Poe, the Imp of the Perverse?
Yeah, based on a short story by Edgar Allan Poe. I thought it'd be a good title, but we have a title that the literary agent suggested, and I love it. But yes, and I think David's the Imp of the Perverse if you ever read about him. But the kind of person that will do the wrong thing because they know it's wrong. And when you sweetly said I was in every episode, sometimes I was barely in it, but I'm proud that I did survive it. And they have the script. They just called the agent about a two-hour movie this fall. And I hope I'm healthy, and I hope we've lost a couple of actors from the show. But David Milch is a genius type himself who taught English literature at Yale. And if you want an interesting bio, read about him. I love him because he gave me a great part.
And did that open doors, the HBO series, to True Blood for you?
I think so. It happened to be the same casting director. I don't know if I'd bore people by talking about that, but may I?
Please do. I don't think you could bore people with anything.
They said, come in and meet the great writer, another great writer, Academy Award winning writer, Alan Ball, who did 6 Feet Under, and I think American Beauty won the Academy Award. But I read it. He said, well, try this, and I read it once more and was winging it. I said, well, speaking of bigots, none of them think they're bigots, and he kind of concurred. So when I left, I thought, well, I guess it went okay, but they did make me a series regular, although I didn't do all the shows, but sometimes got paid when I didn't do a show. So I just loved working with Alan Ball in the first few years, and then he moved to another show, and I did too.
Bill, would you say, as you look back at your career, have you been your own harshest critic?
Well, like some creative types or something that think they are. I'm never really satisfied, and I try to make a joke. I say low self-esteem is a step up. I stole that, but I beat myself up. Bob Newhart said you put too much pressure on yourself, and I don't know where it comes from. Again, the book, I talk about the childhood a little bit, but every actor and everybody in the world had not the easiest life. But I am one grateful character actor, and I'm very happy.
And I've heard you mention the fact that you're very grateful, and much of this is what much of the book is going to be about. You're grateful for the second chances you've had.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I guess David Milch intuitively knew some of the destructive things I did. I don't want it to sound like I'm bragging, but second chances, I call it providence and turn off half of Hollywood probably, but even my favorite country singer, Merle Haggard, said they're gifts. The songs that he wrote, the jobs that I get, the royalties, the Hulu, may I plug it, they just bought Newhart's new, our show. So that was part of the reason we went to the Paley Center in Beverly Hills and to celebrate that. And I don't know how much time I'm pitiful here. Since I wrote the book, I with a lot of help, I got on Instagram. We've had it 100 days since next week. It'll be 100 days. But if it's okay with you, what it is.
Absolutely.
It's called @actor_William_Sanderson. And, of course, we have Facebook. I'm not in love with that, but that's what the publishers seem to like.
Yeah, and you've got a wonderful website, too. And Carrie, our producer, mentioned the great gallery that's on there. Lots of terrific information.
Well, I thank you again. That's Nick from Tin Can Media, the podcaster who's helping us. And my wife, I sometimes sound like a pimp because I'm bragging on her so much. But none of it would have happened the last 30 years. I drank too much when I met her. I knew that I couldn't. We couldn't make it if I stopped, so I had to cut that out. It didn't stop me. I slowed down, but now with the book, I couldn't do it. I know I'm putting you to sleep.
Not at all.
And I did want to mention your website, williamsanderson.net. Circling back to the gallery, some great photos of you in different shows and different roles over the years, but the one that jumped out to me was the sketch, the image on there, the sketch that Daryl Hannah drew for you from the Blade Runner set. That was great to see.
Yeah, she was 19 years old and just a lovely, lovely woman. I think she is dating Neil Young right now, but lovely. And it's not for sale, but anyway, thank you for noticing. And there's Facebook, too. I thought you were talking about Facebook, and forgive me, that is helped by Nick from Tin Can Media podcast, Katsouris, if I'm pronouncing his last name. But I just sometimes say, why do they keep plugging themselves? Why do they keep plugging themselves? But I want the book to come out.
Yeah, we do too. We certainly hope that works out. I'm looking forward to it. We have had a wonderful time talking with you, Bill. I hope you'll come back and talk with us some more, because there's so much we didn't get to cover. You've worked with one of our good friends on the show, Stephen Tobolowsky. We wanted to talk about that and more. So we hope you'll come back.
He's a wonderful actor. I play with him and I did Deadwood with him, and I miss him. I'm back here in Pennsylvania momentarily, and give him my love if you get a chance.
We will do that, and we hope you'll join us again sometime.
Thank you, and Stephen, give him a hug for me.
We will do that. Thank you. That's William Sanderson joining us on Downtown.